In fact, it was one of the private labs. Actually, we have three private labs now that have approval to do COVID-19 testing for travelers. Two are submitting data, but we're having problem with one. We're not giving detail of the positive cases. So we called them for a meeting, and finally yesterday they have started submitting data to the Public Health Emergency Operations Center. They have a data person that have been recruited to share the data with the Public Health Emergency Operations Center. Yeah.
Okay, you mean the problem was only with one lab?
Yes, it was one lab.
So what was the problem?
You know, when these private labs were given mandate to do testing for travelers, in the checklist, you know, the inspection committee have a checklist that they use. When you fulfill those information in the checklist, then you are given a license to do COVID-19 testing for travelers. So one of those things in the checklist is the ability for the private lab to share the data with the Public Health Emergency Operations Center and the Public Health Lab. So what happened, one of the private labs was not submitting data, the detail. You know, without knowing the detail of these positive cases, the Minister of Health will not be able to trace them. When you are diagnosed positive, the Minister of Health case management team will be following you up on the home-based care if you don't have symptoms. But if you have symptoms, you will be taken to IDU for management. And then the contacts around you, those who are around you, the family members, friends, they are also listed and they are followed up for 14 days. So without detail, the Minister of Health will not be able to trace those people. And this was the problem. There was no detailed information coming from one of the private labs. They were just submitting figures. So they say today we have tested 300, 200 positive, for example, and 100 negative. So we question them. We say, no, we need the detail. We need the phone number. We need the location. We need the other demographic data and also the other details to allow us to do analysis. They are now submitting details to us.
For how long has this private lab been operating without submitting this detailed information to the public health lab since it was permitted to do the testing of COVID-19?
3 weeks. Yes.
What do you say about this lack of submission of detailed information within this 3 weeks? What do you think will happen?
Yes, actually, we called them. You know, we questioned them, and we called them, and we also wrote to the task force. And actually, if they was not start to submit data, they were going to be closed. This is what I said the other time, and I was serious about it. So what we agree with them in the last meeting is for them also to share the backlog, the previous 400 positive cases that the detail was not submitted. So they have started submitting the detail of those 400, though now it is actually too late, I think, because we used to recruit. We bring in the case management people to do case management for 14 days after confirmation. But now, since it's now over 4 weeks, I think it is already too late, but we need the detail of those people. So they have to start submitting those details.
In terms of response from public regarding the recent guidelines that were issued and some fines, what do you observe, what do you say about the response of the public towards these recent directives?
Yes, those directives actually came at the right time because we have been seeing a lot of reluctance from the public, and we have seen how the cases have actually started to increase in cases for the last 1 month, and simply because people are reluctant. So now for the reaction on the this circular, I think I don't have any reaction that I have seen negatively. In fact, we have seen some good changes now. At least if you are working in the market, you can see at least, you know, 20% of people are wearing face masks. It's not like previously where you see 1% only of people are wearing face masks. So it seems like everybody knows that COVID-19 is real, you know, because within 1 month, our mortality, those who died, double, you know. If you recall, in January, we were having 64. But in February, now we have 100, over 100. So it has doubled, actually. So people start knowing that COVID exists, and everybody now is, we are seeing some changes at the level of the community. People are wearing face masks, at least. Even custom, when you come through custom, you can see now people are observing social distances, like not like previously. So now we'll see how people are reacting to this. Actually, the media now to tell us.
Okay.
The media to tell us. They do some interview to people. That's like that you see the reaction.
You said,
currently, I didn't see any negative reaction.
You said there is at least 20% people who are wearing face masks. When you put this in figures, in simple terms for understanding by a layman.
Okay. Then, for example, if you know previously when you go to Konyo Konyo or you go to custom, when you observe around you, you will see, for example, in 10 people you will see only one person wearing face mask. You understand what I'm saying? If you go to Konyo Konyo, for example, in every 20 people, you will see two people. So that is around 1%. But now if you go to custom, you will see 10 people, at least you will see 5 people or 4 people wearing face masks. So that means a little bit the public are restructuring the issue of face masks and all that. And it's good that the law enforcement agencies are actually working very hard. That's very good. And people, at least in public transport, people are not allowed to board unless you have a face mask. That is very good. So at least you can see people have started wearing face masks compared to previously.
Do you think this has led to a drop in the number of cases when these new directives and the fines were announced? Do you think it has led to a drop in the number of cases?
It is actually too early for us to say we have dropped, but you know, we are following this outbreak on a daily basis in the Public Health Emergency Operations Center. We have a daily report that show how many cases per day. So yesterday was 83, you know, or 83 or 89, something like that there. If you compare to last week, well, we were having 300, the previous numbers. Yeah, you can see yesterday there was a little bit drop. So when you compare to previously, but it is too early for us to say now the cases are decreasing.
Okay, what is your final advice regarding the preventive measures on COVID-19?
We will still be repeating this. We want to say to our people, COVID-19 is real. It is in the country and it is not going away very soon. So what we want is let people continue wearing a face mask. Let people not crowd in one place. This unnecessary assembly is not good. It's not helping us. So let people not crowd in one place and let people wash their hands using clean water and soap. And let us also start believing that COVID-19 exists in the country and it is our responsibility to spread the right message about COVID-19 in the community.